From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce is leading the charge against the recently passed constitutional amendment aimed at bolstering gun rights. As St. Louis Public Radio Jason Rosenbaum reports, it placed her on opposite sides with one of her party's top officials.
Joyce says the amendment requiring strict scrutiny to gun laws had unintended consequences, including possibly nullifying a ban on felons possessing firearms. She called passage of the measure, quote, a disaster.
It did nothing to expand rights for anybody except criminals.
Joyce's advocacy against the amendment puts her in conflict with Attorney General Chris Koster, who supported the measure that passed last year with nearly 61% of the vote.
While I was born and raised here in St. Louis, I came up and learned politics in rural Missouri, representing people and families there, and adopted a lot of those values myself.
Koster expects the Missouri Supreme Court to provide clarity about whether the amendment allows felons to own guns. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri Republicans have stuck to their commitment of not expanding Medicaid this session, but some incremental changes to the system are moving forward. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey said last week that they are taking what Republicans have characterized as Medicaid reform in small steps. Dempsey's proposal to raise the asset limit for people with disabilities is one that passed the Senate and awaits a hearing in the House. Dempsey says increasing the amount of money people can have before qualifying will ultimately make them less dependent on the state. Boonville residents are excited after being ranked the 9th best small town by the Smithsonian. Comprised of 20 small towns with populations under 20,000, the list showcases towns with cultural attractions, historical sites, and anniversaries. Katie Fiel is the assistant to the city administrator. She says Boonville prides itself on its one-on-one service.
If your tire is flat and you're on the Katy Trail and you need a new tire, we'll drive you to the store. We really pride ourselves on making each visitor's experience just spectacular.
Boonville has sites that are a part of the Santa Fe Trail, the Civil War, and even Jesse James. Boonville will be celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Missouri River Festival of the Arts, along with the 25th anniversary of the Katy Trail. House and Senate negotiators are scheduled to meet tonight to work on next year's state budget. The House wants to allocate specific dollar amounts for programs within the two state agencies that handle Medicaid. The Senate's top budget writer, Republican Kurt Schaefer of Columbia, wants to allow more flexibility on how much money those programs get while cutting their agencies' budgets by 4-6%. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey has backed away from that plan.
If you don't have a willing participant in the governor's office, I think it makes it very hard to trim in the areas that we would like to see. And what would happen potentially is the governor make cuts in areas that are very harmful to the people that we're trying to serve.
Lawmakers this week are also expected to work on fixing the student transfer law, and the House is expected to move forward with its plan to amend the Max Creek Law. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.